You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Jason Patel, the founder of Transition. Transition provides intensive one-on-one boot camps to high school students on college essay writing, writing college applications, college interviewing, finding internships, elevator pitching, and resume and cover letter writing. Fantastic stuff here, and Jason, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you very much for having me. It's great to be here.
And you're most welcome, and looking forward to hearing all the details on Transition. So for starters, a good place to start, how did you get started with Transition, and do you have a social mission?
Yeah, that's a great question. I got started with Transition, as most people do, when I first encountered a fork in the road a couple of years ago. When I was a student at the George Washington University, I was a working student. I had to pay bills and save money for the things I wanted to do. And so I got a job at the George Washington University Career Center my junior year. And there I helped students find internships and post and find undergraduate jobs once they graduated. And this was a job I thought I would work there for a semester and then move on to a new opportunity. I didn't really think much about it. But it turns out, as I helped all of these students, hundreds of students, in fact, this was a passion. And I wanted to help hundreds of other students and young people to success. After I graduated GW, I volunteered around DC, helping students with college admissions and career development. I really wanted to be a part of Washington, DC, its fabric, and the historic community. DC is a really great town, despite what you might hear on the news. A lot of interesting people here. And I really wanted to be a part of the history. And so I started helping students with, as I mentioned, college applications, college essays, career development, finding jobs, students who could pay and couldn't pay for it. A lot of it was on a volunteering basis. Well, it turns out one of my students particularly excelled at this. He got a full ride to his top school and then partial scholarships at two other schools. And his mom loved the guidance that I offered students. I had a good way and a good curriculum of speaking to students about what their weaknesses were and how to address them. And so his mom really implored that I start my own business on helping students with college and career prep. She's been our biggest champion since then, and so I founded Transition. And Transition has been succeeding and growing steadily over the past couple of years. Our social mission that you asked about, we donate a portion of our profits to underserved students, first responders, and veterans. So our profits go to Year Up, the Fisher House Foundation, and the Feel Good Foundation that helps first responders from 9/11. And like I mentioned, we've been growing since our inception. So it's been going very well so far. A lot of our students have seen a lot of success.
And phenomenal to hear all these details and the success that you've seen so far, and quite impressive, I might add. Now, what should parents and students know about college admissions, and are there guidelines for applications, essays, and interviews that parents and students should follow?
Yeah, that's another great question. And I think it's particularly important to answer this because there's so many misconceptions and there's so much anxiety surrounding college admissions and the entire college prep process. First, I would say is that you want to find fit, not prestige, when you're selecting a college. And that means you want to look at your college, your child's college major, the strength of the program at the corresponding school she's looking at, the faculty to student ratio, networking and internship opportunities, and the desirability of campus, meaning do you want to be an urban campus, a suburban campus, and the like. Essentially, you don't want to be in a school, or you don't want to go to a college with great academics, but it's a place that you hate being. Because if you hate being there, you might not escape your comfort zone, which is what college is all about, escaping comfort zones, meeting new people, and learning more things about yourself. So whenever we advise parents, we always tell them, don't look at the name recognition necessarily. Don't look at the prestige it gets on college rankings. Look at how your child fits into the greater picture and how that school fits into your child's the greater picture of his or her college career. I would also add that students should start applying as early as possible. Students tend to think that they'll have plenty of time to start applications in the fall of their senior year, which, in fairness, is what most students do. But extracurriculars, homework, and other commitments will pile up. They always do. So we advise students to start right now. The Common App Essays, for example, which is the largest application available, or so the widest distributed college application available, they're already out. They actually get released in February, the season before everything begins for college applications. So you could start writing your main Common App essay right now and get a head start on that entire process. As a reminder to all the parents and students out there, there are 7 total prompts. We highly suggest you attack one of the first 6. Don't do the 7 prompt, which is a free answer. Then to move forward, you might interview for the college admissions process at a particular school that you're really feeling strongly about. For the interview, you want to learn how to appear professional, confident, but the advisor knows that you're a student. And with that said, the student still wants to have a basic grasp on how to answer questions such as tell me about yourself and why do you want to study at my alma mater. It's really important the student can talk about why he or she wants to attend a school and can elucidate his or her future goals. And the last thing I'll go with here, because I know this is quite the long-winded answer, the essays are all about self-exposition, self-expository writing, that is. And this is something that students have very little experience with. So you want to know how to write about yourself. You want to know how to write about your personal themes, struggles, challenges, and lessons learned. Make sure you brainstorm. And last, don't let parents get too involved in your essays. Parents almost always force a student to veer off course and write an essay version of the student's resume. Our best students and the best students in general are able to write and accept guidance from outside. Parents sometimes feel a little too strongly, and the student can feel a little too overwhelmed.
Tell us, what should parents and younger students be doing right now to prepare students for college and beyond?
Right. So we've noticed that parents of sophomores and freshmen, even middle school kids, have been coming to us more and more about the college admissions process because the fact of the matter is globalization is so contentious that it's making competition for everything, college admissions and jobs, that much more intense. So people are rightfully asking more questions about this. I have 2 main pieces of advice. First one is don't get anxious and then start developing your story early. Start developing your child's story early. So what are you passionate about? What do you want to study? Where do you want to go with a possible college major? Developing your story is critical because top colleges don't accept students with the top test scores and grades. Let's face it, if colleges accepted students with the best test scores and grades, colleges, the student bodies would look a certain way for every major and school or department out there. They're looking for intellectual vitality and drive, meaning that college students driven in one subject, not necessarily with the highest test scores, but who demonstrate leadership in one subject or field will become successful professionals who will give back to their school later on. And then also, the second thing is, don't bank on an acceptance from a top college just because you have outstanding grades. Demonstrate leadership in your school and community, and it's better to do so in the field you have. It's very closely related to my first piece of advice, but I would go further and say here that you don't want to prime your child, or you don't want to prime yourself just because you have top grades and test scores that you're going to get into Harvard. Ivy League admissions is always a crapshoot. So you want to make sure that you're finding the right fit and developing your story so you can go to a school in which you'll flourish. The prestige doesn't matter. It's the fit that matters.
Right on the money there. Today we're joined by Mr. Jason Patel, the founder of Transition, that provides intensive one-on-one boot camps to high school students on college essay writing, college applications, college interviewing, finding internships, elevator pitching, and resume and cover letter writing here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Jason, how do you boost student performance and ensure your students are learning all the right things about applying to and succeeding in college?
Well, three very simple answers. We have a real-time tracker that monitors the progress of our students. This ensures all of our students are learning and writing about the right things. There are lots of ways to write about topics in a few very catastrophically wrong ways. And our real-time tracker allows us to address students before they veer off topic or before they start, before they begin to waste time on something they should not be wasting time on. The second one is one-on-one service. A lot of times, a lot of companies, they provide service to students in an effort to scale, but they provide the service at a group level. There's nothing wrong with small groups. They're actually a great thing, but sometimes they dilute the quality of their work when it's not done in small groups at an individualized level. So we provide things on a one-on-one level. The last one is always keep an open line of communication. You want to know when the student is struggling, so you always ask the student, always talk to the parent. If you keep that open line of communication and are always accepting of feedback and criticism on your own teaching methods, you're bound to succeed in this space.
Well, Mr. Patel, it certainly has been great to have had you with us. Really impressive what you've been able to put together here in founding Transition and all the success that you're seeing and offering there through your services. Really appreciate your sharing it all with the listening audience. Now, coming to us as an entrepreneur and definitely want to get your piece of advice here in these regards, what keeps you going? What do you think entrepreneurs should remember when times get tough?
Yeah, absolutely. There are a couple of things, right? My parents came to this country as immigrants in 1985, and they came here with nothing in their pockets, but they came here with a drive and energy and work ethic, knowing that if they came to America, they could succeed in the land of dreams. You got to have a little bit of opportunity, a little bit of luck, and a lot of hard work to make it. And my parents are small business owners, and I see them put in the 60, 80-hour weeks today still, and that keeps me going. I want to take tradition, this American tradition that we have, and give it to the next generation. And if I could do that as an entrepreneur, building a good product and providing opportunities and donating a portion of our profits to young people and veterans and first responders, I really believe that through action, I can do my part in inspiring other young people and other people who want to contribute to succeed. And it all falls down to that as entrepreneurs, we begin to realize that it's a lot more difficult to build something than it is to destroy something, which we could see today with all these accusations of predatory capitalism and crony capitalism. I want to do the right thing in business to inspire other people and to build something for myself for the sake of achievement, because I am a very driven person. And then when I tell entrepreneurs what they should remember when times get tough, I would remind them why they got started, because that's the passion. But I think passion in many ways is overrated. I think it's critical for entrepreneurs to build discipline, because when times get tough, that passion will fade away. And when you get rejected, that passion will continue to erode. But if you build discipline and you learn how to deal with rejection with humility and grace, and you learn how to succeed with humility and grace, and then, of course, be gritty when times get tough and put your head down and keep on working for the essence of what you're doing, you will do great things and you will succeed. It's all about building a discipline and continuing on when times get tough. So find out why you're doing it and keep on going by building that discipline. And that's what I would tell entrepreneurs.
Jason, certainly some super advice there, and we can't thank you enough for taking the time to be with us and to share your tips and advice with the listening audience. Where can listeners get all the details online in regards to Transition?
Absolutely. You guys can go to transition.com, TransizioN.com. Or if you're listening in right now, you can contact me at my personal email at jason@transition.com. That's JASON@TransizioN.com. If you head to our website, there's a free consult button. We have our phone numbers all there. We really value customer service and full transparency. So if you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out.
Again, Jason, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
I greatly appreciate your guys having me. I wish you guys the best of luck and have the utmost success with your program. Thank you.
And we can't thank you enough for those kind words. We've been speaking with Mr. Jason Patel, the founder of Transition, that provides intensive one-on-one boot camps to high school students on college essay writing, writing college applications, college interviewing, finding internships, elevator pitching, and resume and cover letter writing. And for all the details, visit transition.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.